Welcome back to Girl Meets Show, the relationships podcast for people in a relationship with TV. I'm Jordan.
I'm Taylor. We are going to be talking about The Morning Show, season 3. And that is on Apple TV Plus, if you did not know. And I'm very excited to talk to Jordan about this show because, wow, has it been a roller coaster. TV news, what do you have this week, Jordan?
I have some news that I bookmarked because it's kind of a follow-up to something we talked about before. Remember when someone announced that they were rebooting The Office? Apparently now the creator, Greg Daniels, said it's not a reboot that's planned because they ended that story beautifully. They just want to do a spinoff.
Whatever.
TBD what the spinoff is. But yeah.
Okay, noted. Thank you. It's funny because I feel like with every single small piece of information with Succession, it was like, oh, they're filming. Oh, they're doing this. Like, oh, this person is going to be a guest. And like, we always had a piece of news about them every week. I feel like that's happening right now with The White Lotus.
Yes. Wow.
I guess. I think, we already talked about how it's going to be in Thailand now instead of Japan. But then there's more information that came out that said, I think Mike White said the next season's going to be, quote, longer, crazier, bigger. So there's the news. Whatever that means.
Much to unpack. And yes, it does make me more excited. So mission accomplished.
Yeah, Mike White. Worked.
Let's see. Did you see that Nicola Coughlan is going to star in the new season of Doctor Who, which is starring Nkyushi Gatwa?
I did. So
that's a fun pairing.
Is she like in the season or is it just like a special like Christmas episode or something like that?
That I don't know. I do know that all the British shows have their special Christmas things. Literally the tweet I saved just says that she will star in the series.
Okay.
So you could be very right though.
I didn't save anything about that.
The link.
So I could be right. I could be wrong. The listeners can fact check me there.
I think I would give this Doctor Who season a shot. I've watched a few standalone episodes in the past. Never gotten into it. It's like one of the longest shows ever. It's very
so intimidating. Yeah.
Yes. But this one's like on Disney Plus. Maybe it'll be like a little watered down for me.
Except, did you hear the news that Disney Plus and Hulu are combining into one app?
I did hear that.
That's all.
It's very interesting.
What were you going to say about?
And I'll just watch my prices go up and up and up and up. Did you see Apple Plus raise their prices?
Yes, I did.
Talk about that too. I canceled it. Not going to lie. I'll turn it back on when I need to, you know, but I was looking at all the things and I was like, I think I've watched all the things I need to right now. So I'm going to turn it off.
Good call.
$10. I'm excited to see our boy Eric in a totally different role.
Me too. And love them both.
Yeah.
As
I know.
Intimidating
that made me
as
more
it is,
excited.
Having those two really makes me closer to watching.
Totally. I guess it's just like, is it going to be the type of show where you have to have all the knowledge or can you watch it fresh and kind of start wherever and you might just miss some like Easter eggs?
I need that Marvel TBD. Tag.
Yes. Oh, that special little asterisk.
I have two pieces of news to discuss regarding Selling Sunset. The first that I just thought was funny is that I think it's in the very first episode of this current season of Selling Sunset, Brie talks about sleeping with Michael B. Jordan. And apparently she said that she didn't know the cameras were rolling when she said that.
Oh my gosh. I just watched that part last night and I was like, is this for real? You can't just say that if it's not true. No. So, like, I assumed it was true.
Yeah.
But that makes it even better.
Isn't that wild?
Wow. Yes. I'm shook.
And of course they're going to use that. I want them to think the cameras aren't rolling more often.
That would be a game changer for the show, actually.
That would be called reality TV.
Yes.
Mind blowing.
Wow.
The second piece of news is that, like, Heather is confirmed to not be returning for season 7.
Oh, I didn't see that. Makes
like,
sense.
I haven't, she's been the one posting about it, and she's being, like, really cryptic. Like, I saw some interview where she basically was like, yeah, like, I basically just, like, they told me, like, I wouldn't be on it, and she's, like, bummed about it, but then she's also like, everything happens how it's meant to be. It's bittersweet to not be a part of Selling Sunset anymore, but I know that good or bad, I wouldn't change the experiences I had. Let the drama begin. I'll be no part of it. Thank you. Next.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, if I were her, I feel like the rate that the show is going, I think it's kind of for the best to get out, because it's kind of just like, it's just so repetitive right now. Like, it's not as compelling as it once was.
No.
I think.
Yeah, I agree.
And it is, I guess, because we've kind of decided there's not really much to talk about with the latest season. But one thing I'll say is that so far, it's kind of interesting to see Chrishell. Like, she's been around so long that now she's kind of like the queen bee. I would not say she's near anything near Christine, but she kind of calls the shots on, like, who everyone hates and who everyone is anti and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, wow, you live long enough to see yourself become what you hated.
So true.
Very interesting. Our favorite show, Claim to Fame, is currently scheduled to film from January 29th to February 24th for season 3.
Wow. So
I'm very happy to
specific
hear that.
Dates. I've never heard of that.
It is from a Twitter account called Reality TV News / Updates.
Interesting. Can't wait.
Yeah.
I don't think we have recorded since the actor's strike also ended. And it's been really interesting and fun to see all of the actors and people in the business posting about shows that had already happened. It's kind of like a true litmus of, like, do these actors actually care and like this thing that they're in? Because if they do, then they're, like, going back and posting about it. And so, like, it's really fun to, like, hear, like, their true feelings on a show. Like, for example, Elle Fanning, like, posted about The Great being canceled. Anyway, I'm just loving seeing what actors are posting now that they can go back. It just feels like I want to take notes and see what things are not getting talked about.
Yes. Yeah. And, like, check things off and compare. That's so true. It is, like... It is really, first of all, wild that The Great was canceled after the strike had started, because that feels like long ago almost. Like, my timeline is very confused. And it is really sad for the things that did get canceled during the strike. Like, that is bleak. You know, it's kind of dark.
Very.
Her behind the scenes pics and stuff are so cute.
Yeah, they were amazing. I loved them. Mm.
Off the top of your head, were there notable people that have not been posting things that you can think of? Or, because this is going to make me keep my eyes peeled more, for sure. I hadn't really thought about that.
It's hard because the one I've noticed, it's kind of dark because it's Jennifer Aniston about the morning show, but also she's clearly going through it with Matthew Perry, you know? So
yeah, totally.
That kind of makes sense. And I've only noticed it because I've been seeing Reese post some things about it.
It's kind of a fun little game, though.
Yeah, truly.
I'm excited to keep my eyes out for.
Yeah.
This is just really funny. I don't know if we've ever even spoken these words together to each other, but Young Sheldon.
I also had this bookmarked.
Yeah. I was like, it's going to end with its upcoming season 7. And the shocking thing to me was 7?
I was shook.
That's how long that's been on. That's really, really wild.
Like a spinoff, 7 seasons, where the whole premise is that the boy is young. Like, yeah, you gotta end it eventually because he's gonna turn into the person that he was playing the first show.
That is so true. Like, is there going? They're going to announce old Sheldon or something?
Oh no, I really
hope
not.
Him as an old man. I don't even know how many seasons there were of Big Bang Theory in the first place.
It
like
seems
7
like
seems like a lot.
100, but
there were 12 seasons of the Big Bang Theory. That's even more than I would have guessed. Wow.
12 seasons.
12 seasons.
That is wild. Okay, my last piece of news is that Bobby Burke is going to be leaving Queer Eye. I'm sure you've seen that tweet that's like, of course he's leaving Queer Eye. He was like building an entire house while his other coworkers were making chore charts, which I thought was
yes.
really funny, especially because I feel like Bobby's kind of the least liked person on Queer Eye. I feel like he has the least strong fan base, but I also could be totally wrong about that. I haven't watched Queer Eye in a very long time, so
I haven't either, but that's always the impression I got.
And like the other
which
ones
now that I think about it
hang out more with each other.
Yeah, well for sure like Tan and Anthony and JVN seem like they're like real life besties.
Yeah,
more so than like Karamo or Bobby.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll like replace him. It's surprising to me that Queer Eye is still going. I don't know.
Yes, I was just going to say that too. Like, wow, I haven't watched it in a long time. I forgot that there's always new episodes out.
I don't think I've watched it since season 2, and this is says his last season is season 8.
Oh my god.
Longer than Young Sheldon.
Wow. Never thought I'd see something that was on longer than Young Sheldon.
I think that's our news. Now we can get into the morning show. For our top three this week, we are going to do a highlight, a low, and what we're wanting from season 4. Let's start with highs.
Well, I kind of have two things I wanted to shout out. I'll do one and we'll see if the other, how much overlap we have.
Okay.
The biggest high I could think of the season was, and this is a spoiler discussion. I feel like you've probably watched it if you're listening to this episode, right? So
yeah, we're on season 3.
Here's your warning. Here's your warning. But I was genuinely so shocked the moment in the Capitol with Reese and her brother. I was shocked. I was like, it was so triggering. That whole episode where they go back to 2020 was so triggering. So it's like, I was on edge. I didn't expect this moment to be happening. I was impressed at how realistic it looked on this very silly show. And I think that was the highlight of the season. It was like, I was really shocked and impressed. So that's my high of all highs for season 3.
That's a great high. I was so sad because I wasn't caught up. And I was behind on watching this episode, so I had already heard that it was happening. I think it would have been a little bit better if I had no idea that they were going to tackle January 6th on the morning
totally.
Show.
Totally. It needed the shock factor for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And it's funny now because like I do have some questions about that day. Like, why was she there and like wearing a... She was in disguise on purpose.
Yes.
So like, what was her plan of action in general anyway? Like, what she was doing being there was still illegal.
Great point. That's a great point. Was she... Yeah, interesting.
That's something I will say I love about this show is that they try to make it grounded in reality with, like, real-life events that are happening all around us, but then the stuff that happens on it are so insane that it's, like, not reality at the same time.
Yes.
And...
They want to be in both lanes. They yes. want it to be like, we're covering. Well, actually, I just realized my low. So I'll put
we'll
a pin
there.
In that sentence I was about to
we're
say.
Covering
yeah.
blank.
But But yeah, but then be like so over the top and silly in a way that things would never happen. Like, it's just, it's very confusing.
It really truly is. Okay, my high, I'm going to say John Hamm. I mean,
that's my other, that's my number two.
The
high.
Listeners knew.
Wow. Yes.
He
was amazing.
He was incredible. I was like struggling at first because, like I said, I was a little late to starting the morning show, and I had seen stuff online about how John Hamm is playing like an Elon Musk type. So I was a little bit nervy, but watching it, I'm like, no, he really wasn't at first. Like, he was playing like, he wasn't playing like as like douchey as I was expecting him to be. He was like, mm-hmm. he really got me. I was like, yeah, he's like rich and kind of annoying, but like, he's still very charming. And like, I was like kind of confused, like if I was supposed to actually hate him or not. Spoiler alert, it was not a good person in the end, but I think that he was really good at playing that because he really got me.
Yeah, it's like, I can't remember if we had discussed this earlier in as the season was going, but it's like, he is kind of playing this character that like Elon Musk types see themselves like sexy and like, oh, I'm this playboy genius rich guy, you know, like I can charm anybody. I prefer this fictional version of those billionaires.
Well, it was funny also because like they talked about Elon in the show, so it was like very clear that he wasn't playing Elon specifically.
Yeah,
but someone going to space, that's kind of hard to not align with Elon.
It's true. But yeah, this has been my favorite season of the morning show. It's not perfect at all, but like the other two seasons, I would say are like mostly boring. Like, they kind of skew to be on the boring side for me when I watch. And then there will be like something really nutty, like somewhere along the middle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this season, I felt like every episode was actually pretty exciting. And I felt like I was following better, like, what's going on, kind of, like, between the characters and stuff. Like, it was just more entertaining to me. And John Hamm, I think, honestly, was a big part of that. Because he was very intriguing the whole time. And there was a lot of action happening around him, like, wanting to purchase the company and, like, what is going on with him. And he's hot and, like, all this stuff, so... Loved him. Grateful for him.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of the morning show, is that I never know where they're going to go, where they're going with a plot line or what's going to happen. I cannot predict anything, and that's why I like it.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite boys from Las Culturistas like to say that there are third graders who are writing it.
Yeah.
And, like, it's true. Like, technically this shouldn't work, I feel like, but it does. It has me.
And it's just so funny, like, the famous people that are in this show, and it, like, this show is so expensive, so it's like, wow, there's so many things that came together to make these third graders' dreams come true.
Truly. Okay, what's your low?
Okay, this one I have one specific and one kind of general. The specific one that I thought of while I was talking is, when we're talking about like the real life things that they try to handle on this show, I think most of the time they don't do it very well. And I think one that felt very weird was when they were covering Roe v. Wade getting overturned. And I felt like, I also feel like that was just kind of dropped. Like, that didn't actually really go anywhere, and that includes the character Chris, who's a new character this season, who I actually liked this new character, but they, like, had her talk about it and post about it, and she was, like, enraged, and then that literally never came back.
Yeah, like, they, like, took her off air for, like, as much as usual, but then brought her back.
And suddenly she's dancing on air again, and, like, what? It's just so weird. And so I feel like they want to, like, make a big statement and like be this political show, but like they don't follow through enough.
Yeah, agreed. Like, I think Alex, they were trying to show that, like, Alex really cared about this thing, and it's kind of like what sparked her want for change. But I don't think that they necessarily did a good job at showing that fully.
Yes. I feel like the show does have a history of, like, not knowing what to do about sensitive, like, complicated, sensitive, really dark issues. Because even their whole thing with Steve Carell's character, where, like, there's a lot of really graphic scenes of him being, like, a monster, like, a rapist. And then suddenly in season two, they're, like, trying to kind of, like, apologize and make us feel, like, really bad for him again. Like, that was just very weird. And, like, kind of, like, season two kind of left me feeling icky. And so maybe it's, in a way, it's for the best that they kind of dropped the abortion issue, because I just don't know if those third graders are capable of like actually presenting discussion around it.
Yeah.
So anyway, but it's like, I guess I'm kind of torn. It's like, I want them just to maybe commit better and do better with those kinds of issues.
Do better. My low was the entire season finale. It just felt really like, I felt like the buildup of this show throughout the season was like very fun. I loved watching it week by week because like it felt like there was enough happening in every episode that like we could have talked about it every week. I feel like on the podcast, like there was always stuff to talk about, and every week was fun. And then the finale was kind of like, what just happened? Like, I'm so confused. I didn't like how they, like you just said, like left a lot of things kind of open-ended. I really didn't like where they left Bradley. It feels very confusing. Like, so is she going to prison? Is she off the show? Is she going to be on house arrest? Like, I would have liked to see like two more minutes of content where they like show us kind of where Bradley ends up and a few other things, but like I just felt like nothing really happened and it was a little bit of a wah-wah.
It's funny, it's complicated because the finale, I agree with you, because there were actually a lot of parts where I was a little confused. Like I feel like I didn't get enough context for when she and Corey are being deposed about accusations against him. I was confused. I actually thought they were talking to the government, as Taylor knows, because we both thought that.
I was gonna complain. It wasn't just you, it was me too.
Not everyone, other viewers apparently weren't confused about that, but I was. And yet it also had one of my other highs of the season was when Alex is able to catch John Hamm in spying on her texts, because she catches him, she just catches him in her little trick about changing Bradley's hometown. And he says Hanover. And like that moment, I was screaming. That was like the funniest, best thing ever. That's like number two. That's number three highs after January 6th, John Hamm, and then Hanover. The Hanover of it all was so entertaining to me. But yeah, I felt like I was expecting something really shocking at the end, but actually it was a very quiet moment of like Jennifer Aniston dropping Reese Witherspoon off at the FBI. I was expecting Steve Carell driving off a cliff level craziness, and it didn't do it for me.
It did not do it for me either. Like, I think the like mind-blowing thing that people were talking about that was going to happen this season was like Bradley resigning on TV, but that happened in the episode before the finale, I think, right?
Yeah, and honestly, that wasn't that shocking. I felt like that was actually kind of predictable.
Yeah, even though I just said the show is not predictable, but yeah, that was.
But when it is predictable, it stands out, I think.
It's true.
The kind of, what my other low, I hate to say it, but Reese Witherspoon as a whole is one of the weaker parts of the show. Love her in general, but the character does not work. She's not good for that character. She is doing some of the worst work of her career.
And I agree.
I don't know. I actually really like Alex. I think Alex is a more compelling character. It she's basically playing Jennifer Aniston. Like, I mean, reverse. Jennifer Aniston is kind of playing like a character she's played before, kind of like sassy lady. Don't you think? Like,
oh, totally. Confident. It fits perfectly.
Yeah, like she just is Alex. And so it's not a stretch. And so she does it really well. And Reese has just never really hit as Bradley. And the character of Bradley has changed a lot since season one, too. Like, everyone always talks about when she lost the darker hair, she really, the character went out the window a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, all that to say, I wouldn't be too bummed if Reese is no longer a series regular. I think, I honestly think she kind of drags the show down.
I agree. It would be hard for me because I think a lot of the like Bradley plots are interesting, but Reese, I'm just like so confused because like people are like, she's a well, like she's known for acting.
Yes, but, like she won an Oscar.
Every line read is not believable. Like every line read, I'm like, huh? How did this like get past?
Like sometimes in like emotional scenes, I'm like laughing.
Yeah.
Because it's like not convincing at all.
No.
Yeah. I guess I'm kind of getting into the hopes for season four.
Yeah, take it over. Section. Take it away.
Because that is kind of one of my hopes that maybe if she's like on house arrest or something, or not even house arrest, if she's like in prison, it's like maybe she's like kind of maybe a recurring character instead.
Yeah, my season four hope is for her to be like reporting live from prison or house arrest or something. I think that would be funny and seems like something the show could get away with somehow.
That would be amazing. And then like she goes viral and Alex is jealous because her show isn't getting as many views or something like that. Yeah. That would be hilarious. My other hope is that I hope that the two networks having to combine means that Mindy Kaling is going to be a series regular now.
Oh, that's really good. Wouldn't that be so fun? Yeah, that would be really fun. That would be very, very fun. My hope is that Greta Lee's character gets to take over.
Yes.
I just love Greta Lee, and I think she could do way more, and I'd be excited to see her character kind of flourish.
I totally agree. She's not really given... She's a really important character, but she doesn't really get that much to do. She needs more.
Yeah.
Also, something I was thinking about, it's like the stakes of this show. I'm like, I don't really care if their show, if their network gets bought at all. Like, I don't, if they're like, he's gonna buy our network and sell us for parts. I'm like, so? But like, Greta Lee is kind of the only character that I'm like actually rooting for, like, real success. Cause like, Alex is actually fine. Like, she could retire
and be fine.
Yeah, like, she's in a good spot. I don't really care that much about, like, where, like, they'll all get other jobs. Like, I don't really think that, like, lives are on the line here. So I thought that was kind of funny where it's, like, the stakes, the episodes make it feel like things are, like, life and death, but, like, they're really not. It's just, like, who's going to be our new boss, right? Except for, like, Corey's going to get fired.
My takeaway of the show, and I actually wrote two separate notes about this, is that it was Succession, but like Apple TV's version of Succession, because like they had a vote of no confidence. They're like selling their media company, which is like news, and people are mad because it's like a family owned business. And like, I felt like watching Succession really prepared me. Yeah, like the, what's her name's?
Holland Taylor?
Yeah, Holland Taylor. It's like her family.
Oh, I just thought she was on the board. I didn't even know there was like a family involved. I do think that this season was better than the other seasons because they were trying to be more Succession-y. For sure.
Yeah.
I do agree with that. It's just so funny because like on Succession, I do feel like the stakes are life and death. And I can like see... It's like, what is this? What are the Roys going to do? Blah, blah, blah. And on this, I was like, they'll all get other jobs. they'll be fine. But yeah, like and somehow on Succession, even though now removed from it, I'm like, I laugh that like ended up being the new Logan. But at the time I was like, no, like after all this, blah, blah, blah. And like, I don't know if I would ever, if John Hamm had succeeded in buying the network, I don't think I would have been like, no, what's Corey going to do?
Goes to show character development is important.
Yes.
Because what you're saying of on the morning show, like they'll all get other jobs. Same thing for Succession. They're all rich already. Like they don't need it. Like it was literally just like a pat to have power and like to say they got it. So
it's so true. It is. It's like, but because of the writing and like the acting and all the character development with all the Roy kids, like
it made you care. Right.
It, yeah. And with these, I'm like, I just feel like I'm watching Co-Workers. Like, and Greta Lee's the only one where I was like, I would like to see her win the top job, you know, like, and all the others, I was like, tell me what happens and I'll check in next season.
Yeah, it's more of like the reality show mindless television category of then Succession, but same idea.
Yeah,
I guess the last thing I'll say is that this was my favorite season of the morning show. I feel like I ended on a little bit of a downer with the finale, but the rest of the season it was my favorite season. Would you agree?
100%. Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and like when they announced that it was coming back for season 3, I was like, ugh, like I don't really want to watch it. Like I did not. And season 2 was like unhinged, and like where it went, where when Alex like is documenting she has COVID, and like Chip's like, I'm in love with you. I was just like, this is the worst show in the world. And they really turned me around. Like, I did not expect to, like, then be excited to see what in the world are they going to do season 4, you know? So,
yeah,
kudos. Really kudos to that.
Who's your crush of the week?
Wow, that's a really... It's actually kind of a hard question because a lot of the people we've shouted out, I really like what they're doing here. I think I'm going to give it up to... I actually think I'm going to give it to Jennifer Aniston. Because I actually... Like, I think that Alex... is a great character because a lot of the times she is wrong, you know, and like, or like she teams up with like the worst, that actually turns out to be the worst person to team up with, or like goes against what she believes or whatever. But I like that she is still like willing to like listen to other people. And I think that Jennifer Aniston seems like, I think the difference between her and Reese in this show is like Jennifer Aniston seems like she's having fun. And like kind of is like likes these silly over dramatic plots and stuff, and like Reese doesn't really seem like she's having any fun, and I respect that for Jennifer Aniston.
I agree. I respect that too, because I would think it'd be the opposite.
Agree. Yes.
So interesting.
Because Reese seems like she has a blast on Big Little Lies, for example.
Yeah.
Like she has like really great one-liners, and like she does seem like she's having fun, and she does not seem to enjoy herself playing this character. I mean, and she's probably trying to kind of be more like, oh, I'm leaning into the drama of this soap opera-ish type show, but like it just doesn't work.
I wonder if she feels overshadowed by Jennifer Aniston and knows it, you know?
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't know.
Just like in the show a little bit, the drama between Alex and Bradley.
Exactly.
Early on. Yeah. Okay, who's your crush?
Well, I'll give it to John. I mean, it's rare I get to give it to John Hamm, and
mm-hmm. It's very well deserved.
It's well deserved, and I'm sad we likely won't see him again on this show, but they used him very well. I think that I was a little bit concerned / excited. And I think it worked out, and we got to see a really hilarious morning after sex scene with him and Jennifer Aniston, and that was worth everything.
That was also a high. That was so funny and weird.
It was the craziest thing I've ever seen on television, and I've seen a lot of television.
No, I think that sums it up so well, that they used John Hamm well. Like, they played to his strengths. Totally. For sure. And I think that's why Jennifer Aniston works well in the show. They play to her strengths. And they're not playing to Reese's strengths.
No.
At all. Like, Bradley doesn't say any funny things. And Reese Witherspoon is funny, you know?
Yeah. She's too negative and to be Reese, who's like Miss Positive. Like, Hello Sunshine is like literally her production company. And yes, also wow. She's seems like the least lesbian I've ever known.
I mean, that is something that I always laugh when I see tweets that are like, I've never seen someone straighter than Reese Witherspoon trying to play a lesbian.
Like, sorry, girl. You tried, and that's cute that you tried.
You don't have it in you, and it's clear. I'm trying to think of where I heard that. It was probably on Who Weekly, but they say that Reese and Juliana Margulies have, like, negative chemistry together. And I agree. And Juliana Margulies, I think, is good in the show, too.
Yeah.
She's, like, convincing.
It'll be interesting to see if we see her way more.
Hey, yeah, because she's on that other network, too.
Yeah.
That's going to be, I think that'll be fun. That combo, forcing them to combine will be fun.
All right, we're ready for season 4. We're on board now.
We are. Yes, you convinced us. Good job.
Thank you for listening. We will not catch you next week. We're going to take a little break for Thanksgiving, but we will catch you the week after. Bye.
Bye.